Detention level, Teth Monastery.
Anakin couldn't sense droids as entities in the same way that he could feel organic beings, but his Force sense of danger knew something was wrong. He also had a brain that worked just fine, and it told him that no SEP commander in his or her right mind would kidnap a strategic hostage, put up a token fight, and then run away. Count Dooku certainly wouldn't.
Master, you do know you're walking us into a trap, don't you?
Ahsoka whispered. Anakin crept carefully along the flagstones, ready for booby traps and ambushes. Something moved in his peripheral vision.
I do. We just passed two battle droids.
I know.
Can I just take care of them?
If it makes you feel better. They obviously don't want to kill us. Ahsoka fell back. Anakin heard the zzzz of her lightsaber, saw a bloom of green light reflected from the slick layer of condensation on the wall, and waited for the sound of destruction. Metal clattered. Ahsoka grunted a couple of times. Then she was at his side again. But he hadn't even heard a single footstep. She really could be a silent hunter.
Why did you say they don't want to kill us?
She whispered.
You think they weren't trying? They were pretty serious about it from where I was standing.
Then again, maybe she hadn't caught on to the whole stealth thing.
Can we have this conversation later? Won't that be too late?
It's a trap, and if it's Dooku's, then it won't be a simple case of gotcha. The whole monastery smelled of decay and ancient dampness. But on top of that aroma, wafted something distinctive, a scent firmly embedded in Anakin's memory. Smell was the most evocative of senses for a human, the most primal, even for a Jedi. And this smell went back to before conscious memory, to his earliest childhood. It was ammonia. That was the nearest thing Anakin could compare it to. It had that sinus-searing quality, but it was also laced with sulfur and other compounds that made him gag. Hutt. It was a scent he'd somehow grown up with on Tatooine. At a time when he was trying hard to suppress emotionally painful memories and concentrate on doing his duty, however much that duty stuck in his craw, he didn't need his buttons pressed by things that whispered to the buried primal self deep within. He's down here. He broke into a faster walk, still alert and ready for a fight.
I can sense him. Cover me.
When he looked back at Ahsoka, she was sniffing the scent too, inhaling with her lips slightly parted as if tasting the air. The more he looked at her, the more he saw not this gawky child, desperate to be taken seriously and treated as an adult, but the legacy of a species that could bare its claws and rip apart its prey without a second thought when need arose. Anakin knew what it was to be dismissed as just a pushy kid when there was so much that he could do.
Ew, that's pretty rank.
She inhaled like a Corellian wine taster, sucking in the air in a long, slow sigh. Droids moved in the shadows, and Anakin half watched them, waiting.
Not just scent glands, something ickier. I don't think Dooku's minions know how to take care of kids, like changing diapers.
They all smell like that. He's a Hutt. Anakin's revulsion just slipped out. Or maybe he wanted it to. Ahsoka was attuned enough to sense his emotional struggle anyway.
I hate them. I can tell, Master. So why are you doing this?
Because duty is about doing what's right. About keeping your word, not just doing what you feel like doing.
And this isn't about helping Jabba, but about defeating separatists.
We won't be able to destroy them if we don't grab his kid. It's that simple.
I think that must be the hardest part of being a Jedi.
She put her hand on the door of the cell. The stench of ammonia and sulfur was like a flashing sign saying, "The Hutt's in here."
I think I can hear him.
Anakin strained to hear. The door to the cell looked almost like a cube that had been rammed into the aperture, so massively heavy that it was as good as soundproofing. Stand back. Ahsoka snapped her lightsaber into life and stood to one side of the door. Anakin eased it open with a forced push to leave his hands free for whatever might try to rush him on the other side. But as the creaking slab of wood swung inward, what hit him wasn't a fist or a blaster bolt, but a wall of noise and a smell that he could have sliced with a blade. The Hutlet was crying, screaming, on a mattress in the middle of the floor. Ahsoka rushed in and knelt down beside him.
Oh, he's just a baby.
Her expression was part pity, part dismay.
I was expecting him to be older.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't have been able to lift him. Anakin was still waiting for the trap to be sprung, but the baby needed moving. Come on, let's get him out of here. The Hutlet was screaming himself into a frenzy. Ahsoka tried to soothe him.
It's okay, Rata. You're going home. You're going home to Daddy. Come on, Rata. Stop crying. Master, do you know any Huttees?
Oh, yes, he thought. I most certainly do. I grew up speaking it. I never wanted to speak it again.